Hello everyone, and welcome to this short presentation on how to get a PhD and turn your research work into a commercial open source software startup. My name is Dirk Riele, I'm a professor of computer science in Germany, and I specialize in software engineering and open source software. So about 20 years ago, the cartoon South Park posed an important question to us: how to turn your passion into a profitable living. And for us, that means how to turn open source software research and development into viable startups. And that is not easy, but it can be done. And I want to show you my way or how I have guided teams in achieving that. So first step would be to become a university employee in Germany and get employed to work on an innovative research and development project, open source project. It's a pretty sweet deal in Germany because you'll be salaried at the TVLE 13 level, which is about 50k euro annually in salary, makes for a very nice living in Germany. You will build out your development skills, you'll be developing open source software as part of the project, all the while trying to understand what it is that your users need as you build out that open source community, as you see potential commercial engagement and so forth. And also you will help me build out the startup team, because almost no startup without a team. If, and you don't have to, but if you also want to get a PhD, you can become a doctoral student at the university, where you will have to write a dissertation to get that title. And for that, you're most likely going to perform design science research, which is aligned with the open source software project, meaning you identify some relevant problem, identify objectives of how to solve it, actually then solve it, that is the open source software project, and evaluate that solution. In your work, you will be working on an open source project, or most of it will be open source. And so while you may be the initial developer of all of it, or in a team of major components, over time you will be more of an architect and integrator, a committer, because the way of working at German universities is that you channel a lot of other people's work. Master students, for example, into the code base in the typical well-known review feedback cycle, where you react to merge requests and integrate the results into the code base. You work on this within a team of other research associates, wissenschaftliche Mitarbeiterinnen, and also work with the professor. If you want to get that PhD, you may be writing research papers and alone or with your team, maybe traveling to nice, sometimes faraway places to make that conference presentation, take in the academic life. But again, you don't have to if you're not the researcher type. Now, eventually comes the time where you need to spin off. Hopefully you have a team. Hopefully, or I would expect, you have the lean startup customer discovery process going. You've defined the intellectual property on which to build the company, or at least taken first steps, and it becomes time to acquire funding. This is also one of the very nice things about Germany. There are plenty of public grants available to help you get the startup off the floor, up and running. Usually there's the initial funding, which I take care of. Eventually there is dedicated funding, step three here, dedicated funding to turn research work into a startup, up to €1 million. So this type of public funding can take you well into Series A land, and it's a gift in the sense of you do not lose any equity. My current startup here, with more than €1 million in the bank over time for the startup, the founders are still the 100% owners of the startup. And even after that, it keeps going with more and more public funding. So if you want that, if you don't think venture capital is appropriate, you can keep full control of your startup. and so then live happily ever after, hopefully. I will coach you, I will guide you, I will facilitate what you're doing. The university does play an important role, but I will not take an operational role here. So I will leave how to run the company and where to turn it to you over time. With that, if you're interested, shoot me an email. Please be in touch. My email address is here. Also, if you want to learn more about commercial open source software startups, I have a public course on that. Please take a look at that. With that, please be happy, healthy, safe, and in touch.